Bug. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Monday afternoon means 24 years at the tap end. Is this another one where you just kind of dot around all over the place?
Yeah, I like these ones because I can just, instead of just taking one year or one time, I think it's good to mix it up. And this one's themed, it's sort of about festivals.
Oh, I like a theme.
Yeah, my experience of festivals, which is something a lot of people do. But I haven't really done. So I thought I'd address it.
Well, you haven't been to any festivals.
Well, I have. I have of sorts.
Okay. Well, read on.
But I'll crack on and we'll talk about it throughout.
I am Maroon 5's Adam Lakeen.
Very good. And I'm Radio 1's Alice Lakeen. I wasn't going to do that as a Keen, but I just suddenly thought that would work well and... Good old Alice Levine. Should we dedicate this one to her?
Absolutely, for her appearance on Innuendo Bingo last week.
Okay, I'm ready.
With her maracas. Ready.
Growing up, I never really did the festival thing. I think perhaps I had the wrong idea of it. I always thought festivals were a hippie thing, and those who attended would hold hands and skip round in circles, smoking funny things and searching for spiritual enlightenment.
Not- Is that because you saw Joe Wiley on TV and thought that's not for me?
I think it was just my perception of it. It was, why am I thinking like flowers in my hair?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. It all seemed a bit odd.
Straw cowboy hat.
It all just seemed a little bit, not just quirky, but a little bit weird.
People that smelt a bit, not Joe Wiley.
Yeah, look, and I'm not digging people that have gone to festival. I just mean it just wasn't for me. It just didn't seem right.
But I think you were wrong.
Agreed. Nothing wrong with that. It's just I was more of a city boy, and the idea of festivals scared me. Also, my mates had never really suggested going to one. Every year, I would see the hype for Glastonbury and the Isle of Wight Festival, but we never bothered. I regret this a little bit, as looking back, it would have had the potential to be a far better way of spending our time when we were 16 or 17 than under-18 nights at Destiny and Watford, or hanging round in the park in the small hope of seeing a girl, let alone meeting one.
Look, a girl, everybody!
I know, that used to be the...
In the park!
The height of my excitement. Whereas at festivals, they are everywhere.
What, girls?
Yeah, the ratio is huge.
There is a lot of them, isn't there?
Yeah. And it just, instead of, you know, waiting around in Pinner Memorial Park just to see a girl, go to a festival full of them.
Yeah.
My first experience of a music event was actually an event called Proms in the Park. This sounds very posh, and it was. All in all, it's a very pleasant event in London's Hyde Park that I went to with two of my aunts and my gran. You bring a picnic and there's live music, as well as big screens that links the Albert Hall, where the last night the Proms had been. It's all very patriotic and everyone waves flags and joins in singing songs like Land of Hope and Glory.
This is not like a festival. Did you think you'd gone to a festival?
I kind of think this was my first experience of a sort of outdoor event, or a festival, if you will. In the sense that there was a stage, there was a grassy area.
It's not the same.
It probably isn't, but at that time I was like, well, maybe I've got this festival thing wrong. It's all very pleasant. There's PIMS.
But the toilets were really nice.
It was all very, very pleasant.
And were there girls there?
There were, but there were old girls there.
Still girls?
But yeah, you're spot on there, Scott. Girls are girl.
Old girls.
Not too long before the first time I went to this night, England had beaten Germany 5-1. So when it came to the last night at the Proms, wanting to be patriotic, I turned up in a T-shirt I bought that read, England 5, Germany 1. It was misjudged. I even got the impression some people were mildly insulted by it. It was great to experience live music in the open air, though.
Was it that thing where you're like, oh, this T-shirt will be hilarious, and then you get out in the general public and it's like, no, it's really not.
I went overboard with the patriotism, and it's a very fine line, seemingly.
You do that, though. Tell everyone what you do every time you hear the national anthem.
Well, I stand.
Wherever it is.
I stand, and I have to. And you've caught me out with this before, because you thought it'd be really hilarious as a joke at a pub I was in to keep playing it, because you knew I had to keep standing.
Yeah, that was good. In fact...
Yeah, you see, it annoys me that you make me do this every time.
He's standing and he's got his... He's cupping his left breast. What are you doing?
I'm not cupping my breast, guys. I'm going to turn it off.
What are you doing? Turn it off. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
He's back down.
Oh.
We're not going to do this all day.
Okay, I'll stop now.
Don't take...
All right, once more.
Oh.
Okay, you're good. Right.
Done?
Yep.
Okay.
Carry on.
Don't get me wrong, I've been to other concerts, including ones at school, and busted at Wembley Arena. But this was the first music event that felt mildly like what I imagined a festival to be like. With this experience under my belt, I got offered the chance by a friend to go to Reading Festival. The first thing that struck me as I got off the train at Reading was that all the professional festival goers were dressed in a certain way. Sunglasses, shorts and wellies. Some had hats. Girls large and small all wore very small... Girls large and small all wore very small shorts, which I respected. They don't mind.
No?
I wasn't a camper for this event. I was only down for the day, but I was assured that this still meant that I could tick off my first proper festival. I was hoping to crowd surf and give moshing a go. I wanted to get right involved and headed to the main stage to go watch the Black Keys perform. It's difficult to start a mosh pit, so I passed the time by doing the only dance I could do, the in-betweeners.
To the Black Keys?
Yeah. You can make that dance work to anything, trust me. At the Brits, I did it to Mumford & Sons. And it was beautiful.
Well, you just slow it down a bit?
Yeah, slow it right down. A couple of girls even came and joined in. I pushed to the front to try get involved. People got annoyed with me as I pushed through, which was ironic, considering I was trying to find some people that would end up pushing me around. You know, to mosh.
Yeah.
You're so polite to get to the front, I find.
And what would
you
have
done... To get to a situation where you then just barge off each other.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. I found a group of lively lads and let them push me around for a bit. I'm not sure if technically I moshed, but I counted it. Crowd surfing was a no-go. My mate couldn't lift me up.
Did you... Were you like, excuse me, would you mind just pushing me around a bit?
Well, it's difficult because you don't want to look like you're starting a fight. So I sort of nudged myself off these lads because they looked like they were getting a bit rowdy. Then all of a sudden, it was like someone just gave this cue from nowhere. They all just started at each other. And I just stood in the middle trying. It was a weird idea, this, isn't it? That you try and get yourself hurt. You try and... I don't understand. Truthfully, I don't understand it.
No.
Toilets were an odd one. The queue moved really quickly, which was something I assumed wouldn't be the case. I avoided the portaloos, as I'd heard horror stories of people who go push portaloos over, and you stand there helpless as you get covered in body fluids and blue stuff. But the normal urinals were an odd experience. Firstly, everyone could look on. It felt weird, but I just went along with it.
The outside ones?
Yeah. They're just in the middle, like, there's a small fence covering, but anyone walking past can see all the blokes there. Yeah. I had nothing to be shy about. As I was doing my thing against...
What does that mean?
Well, I just mean that I didn't... Although people were looking on, I thought, this is a bit weird. But then I thought, come on, you know, I'm fine. So I went and got involved. I saw the Foo Fighters perform that night. And I vowed that this year I'd go to more festivals. Maybe even camping. Although the thought of that I do find a bit weird. But lots of people say it's an amazing experience. As I stood there, as Dave Grohl started singing Best of You, I had a beer in hand and a slightly bruised arm from the semi-moshing. But it felt great. I think I get what all this...
What?
Pardon?
From the what?
From the semi-moshing. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, the moshing, like...
A little bit of moshing.
Yes, the basic level of moshing I was exposed to.
Yeah, you might want to reword that for the book.
I'm rewording that. But it felt great. I think I get what all this festival stuff is about now. By the end of this year, I want to be the guy with all the wristbands on my arm, even if it does look a bit trampy.
It is trampy. Take them off. Like, people wear them like a badge of honour.
I know, but I want to have that badge of honour. No, I don't think I've done it yet.
And everyone's like, well, it's okay because I clean them in the shower. No, it mings.
Yeah. Well, this year I'm going to do it. I think this year I'm going to, but the problem is I think I'm meant to have applied already. I don't know how you go about doing this festival thing. I mean, even though it is technically sleeping homeless, you've got to book it, haven't you, in advance?
Yes, you have.
And I haven't done that. So, well, look, we'll see how it goes,
like,
but I'd like to go to some festivals.
Like, got, like, websites and stuff you go
yeah,
on. And, yeah,
I know.
Good. Theme tune.
Oh, this isn't it. Stop. This has got to stop.
Man.
Paint the theme tune.
Okay.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.